Former Central Florida teacher Chris Alianello qualified for the Best and Brightest Bonus 2 years in a row, starting in 2017. Best and Brightest Bonuses are meant to reward performance benchmarks, and they were first enacted in 2015. The first year he qualified, Alianello should have received $6,000, and the second year, $7,200. Instead, the first bonus was $426 short, and the second $511 shy of the amount promised. Alianello says before becoming a teacher, he worked in finance, which led him to question the bonus he received.
With my finance background and some tax education, to me it did not seem to make sense at all. And I started thinking about, you know, the fact that they're doing this to tens or hundreds of thousands of teachers throughout Florida as well.
Alianello found money was being deducted from his bonus for payroll taxes usually paid by employers. He brought his concerns to the Morgan & Morgan law firm, which filed a class action lawsuit in Leon County Circuit Court Monday on his behalf. Ryan Morgan is representing Alianello in the case.
The state improperly authorized school districts to artificially reduce the amount of bonuses paid to teachers under the Best and Brightest program to account for employer side taxes and other potential payroll expenses normally borne by employers.
Those employer taxes being deducted include Social Security and Medicare taxes, as well as unemployment compensation insurance. Alianello's counsel estimates more than 100,000 teachers had their bonuses shorted by school districts at DOE's instruction. The attorney estimates that could account for $25 to $30 million in shorted bonuses. Reached for comment Monday, the Department of Education says it will not comment on pending litigation. Statewide Teachers Union, the Florida Education Association, is applauding the suit and ripping the Best and Brightest program as having failed its goal of recruiting and retaining teachers. For WFSU News, I'm Ryan Daly.